Blog Talk Radio.
Radio MSST.
All aboard!
This is our History Wednesdays. We had Evan on the line with us as well. We have Leanne back here. Evan did say hello for a brief second during Ozzy, but then I think he got confused. So now that there's no music, we're going to dial him back in.
Cool.
Hello?
Hey, Evan.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello. Hey, Evan. Can you hear us now?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, you're
not much. Well,
Wednesday's pop up show. So, what we're going to do is we're going to get all of our staff on the line to ask Leanne questions regarding things dealing with finances and within this industry that we're in. Evan, before we call Skip and Pink Fairy in, do you have any questions?
No, I don't have any questions right now, but
okay.
Thanks for getting me on.
Yeah, just stay on the line with us. We're gonna play one of Skip's songs, and then we'll get her on the line with us. And then, since Pink Fairy hasn't recorded any music and she's a big Bon Jovi fan, we might play a little Bon Jovi while we call her in later. But
nice.
Here is Skip. Featuring JMC and Concept Taylor with the song entitled Make It Wet.
Oh my.
Yeah. Say, I'ma make you wet. Hey, Skipper, Mr. Pete, that's our heat. Gonna do the shit once again, yeah. I'ma make you wet, ayy.
Yeah.
I'ma make you wet, make it wet. Make you pussy come like a turbo jet set. I'ma make you wet, make it wet. I'ma make you wet, make it wet.
Yeah.
Make it squirt like a spy jet.
Yeah.
Make you say, ah, oh, come and love, get when I
yeah.
Make you wet, yeah, make it wet.
Yeah.
I'ma bend you over, bend you over.
No, Emma.
No, no, not one of those with a big old ego, but let go. I'ma make you wet, make it wet.
Yeah.
I'ma make it wet, yeah. Make you wet.
Wet.
I'ma make you wet, make you wet, make you wet.
Yeah.
Make you pussy come, yeah.
Come on.
I'ma make it wet, make it wet, make it wet, ayy.
Yeah.
I'ma make it wet, make it wet.
So.
I'ma make it wet, make it wet, make it wet.
Come
make
on.
You pussy come, kick your ass like a turbo jet.
Come on.
You know I like that, ma. Yeah, you know I like that. You know I like that, ma. Let's turn around, baby girl, and clap that ass. You know that's what we do in the club, yeah. Huh. Breaking all the rules.
Let's get inebriated, knock the bottle to the ground. We gon' do it extra big, for our ex is not around. Your titties extra big, and your booty super round. And she say she go both ways, so you know it's going down. When it comes to sex and girls, I can even pull a few from Skipper, St. Louis, Brian Pumping. I've been practicing all winter. Finish all that pussy out, and girl, your body is my dinner. I'ma make it hella hard for you to backtrack to your niggas. Damn, ladies love who JMC, they got me on my cool jerk. Old girl could be straight up lies, don't she eatin' too sir. I ain't got no problem with his fucking buddy views, eh? Don't go strolling through my ACC for pussy, you ain't it. Rated R, D on hard, P on wet, and we retard. Got every neighbor in the complex, know what the fuck we are. If you ain't on ratchet status, fall back, smoke a Reggie,
okay.
Cause I came to make it wet, and I ain't even to the job done.
I'm gonna make that pussy wet. Tay Taylor's the best, ass. Still rapping that West. Got shin in on them checks. Skipper on this track. JMC spitting it too. K Taylor came to do what the fuck I came to do. Oh. And let's get that pussy wet. I'ma get that pussy wet, yeah. You can call me number one, cause I get that pussy wet, 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 under the sun. What?
Alright. We briefly had Skipper online with us, but since this topic is about money, and in the spirit of this topic, I'm going to share with you listeners why she's not on the line with us right now, and is that she's handling some personal finance issues with her own stepmother, but she will be on the line with us shortly. So, Leanne, on the subject of personal finances, before we play another song, before we get into our Bon Jovi track to get, before we call in Pink Fairy, I just wanted to ask. So, So for people who are under a disabilities claim or under a conservatorship, but they're active on it, what can they do financially to still keep up with their career?
Okay, first off, conservatorship. There are two kinds. Is it simply a conservatorship of the person, in which case they have control over their activities? Is it, you know, is it conservatorship over their estate, which is all of their finances? Two different things. And then the disabilities claim is even different from that. So you actually have three different buckets we can deal with at the moment. I'm going to call them buckets because that's what accountants – you didn't know accountants use buckets, but we do. So the first one is if it's a conservatorship over their body, that means that the conservator has control over everything. And they can actually, this person can't make contracts. Their conservator would have to do all of that. And the conservator can just kind of go crazy and change their mind at the last minute and say, no, you're not doing this. And so that is the most restrictive. That would be the most challenging. Next would be conservator over the estate, that you still couldn't make your contracts. The conservator has to do that. But you would be free to, sing, study, but all of your finances would be handled by your conservator of your estate. Make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because remember, your songs, all of that, that's your work product. that is protected and is your intellectual property, or technically the intellectual property of the estate.
Okay, we're going to try to get Skipper back on with us just without any music. So I'm going to give her a call right now. So while I do that, what other trying to figure out the best way to phrase this next question.
Ooh, that sounds like it could be ominous.
You were talking about intellectual property.
Yes.
What are there to file copyright financially on intellectual property?
Yes, copyrights fall under the whole umbrella of intellectual property. So your copyright on your music is your intellectual property. How you brand yourself also can be your intellectual property. And it's just starting to come up and be a big thing, particularly with internet and music and all of that. All of a sudden, it's like, no, wait, I can own my own stuff. You don't own it, Mr. Music Producer. That's mine. And we have a shared agreement and a license. It starts getting into contract law, too, which is not my strong suit. I much prefer IP law.
Okay, I'm going to try once more. But I think Skipper got confused because we were trying to do our on-air rehearsals yesterday and thought she expected to be rapping live today. So we're gonna try again.
Okay.
I
am dying to know what inspired the choice of Crazy Train for Bumper Music.
Hello?
I think it was hey Skipper.
Hey.
So Leanne was just asking us what inspired the whole thing about Crazy Train as being our startup song for today. And I think it's because, you know, sometimes in this industry we're on a crazy train. We had a tight schedule today to plan out this show, and we were doing it all on the fly. So I figured what better song for doing a show on the fly for a startup song than Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train. Yeah.
You know, I happen to have someone that I'm here with that happens to love that song. It's like their favorite, bar none.
Yeah.
So it's fitting.
Okay. So, Skipper, I wanted to ask you if you have any questions for Leanne in regards to things regarding finances industry-wise.
What do you want to know?
I wanted you to ask Leanne a question. anything you want to know regarding financial stuff to help you in the industry.
Wait, what?
Well,
see,
this is why people are terrified of accountants. You thought it was dentists. No, they're terrified of accountants. No one's afraid to ask me a question. Like, they may not know, like, what comes out of my mouth.
Oh, you want me to ask you a question? Is that what?
Yeah, I think that was the deal, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I still need to get a lot of stuff like copyrighted and stuff like that.
Yes, you do.
One of my friends.
That, it belongs to you. Yes, you do. It belongs to you.
Yeah.
So we need
yeah,
you
no,
and I need to sit down and go through copyright law together.
There was this website one of my other friends who works in the music industry told me about, and I still haven't been able to do it though, because that sort of happened a little bit before I got really sick in fall of 2015. Okay. So I never really had the chance to, you know, get all my songs copyrighted and stuff like that, which is really important.
It is because that's yours. That belongs to you. It's your brainchild. It came from you. So, and copyrights on music can last up to, 75 years. So, it's important that you start to protect that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
okay. And we have a generalized copyright through TuneCore, but when it comes to copywriting, we can go beyond just the stuff that the TuneCore will provide us.
Uh-huh.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, what TuneCore provides us is a good step. Definitely, if you still have that site, I say we should definitely meet up during the summer after this COVID-19 nightmare died down. Now we're gonna go to a track by Bon Jovi.
Living on a Prayer, or You Give Love a Bad Name.
let's see.
How about It's My Life?
It's My Life.
Yeah, It's My Life, It's Now or Never.
Oh,
no, someone just tearing a corner off my music card. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble now.
Wait, what happened?
I attributed the song to to Bon Jovi, and I was told that's not the case. You told me it wasn't. You're making me paranoid.
It's My Life song that I like.
We got shot through the heart.
All right.
I can't hear you that well, Matt. Either you're away from the phone or what?
Song Shot Through the Heart.
Shot Through the Heart.
Hopefully Pink Fairy is able to focus. I know that the rated G way to say this is, I know that things regarding Bon Jovi revs her libido. And that's all I'm going to say.
All right.
Wait, what?
Good to know.
Matt, are you like far away from the phone or something? Because, I mean, I could hear... I can hear.
Y'all stay on the line. We'll be right back. Here is Shot Through the Heart by Bon Jovi.
Oh, no.
Shot through the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Emma Easton Southbound. Either I'm out working on a business or studying. Thanks. Have a great day.
On the team, I figure. I'm gonna let each of you ask one question that on Friday, at some point in time, Pink Fairy's got to answer. So, which one of you want to go first?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you have a question that you want to ask Pink Fairy that she's gonna that she'll answer on Friday's show?
I have no idea.
Okay, the burning question is, why Bon Jovi?
Okay.
Well, I mean, song's actually called.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
So you have the question now from our on-staff account since that you will answer on Friday's show. Why Bon Jovi? What is it about Bon Jovi that just gets you in that right way? So we got Skip is still on the line with us. Do you have, Leanne had to go handle some personal stuff, but do you have any questions for me? I figure I'm always conducting these interviews. I've been in the public eye, and I want to turn the tables and let you get a chance to interview me.
I don't.
If you don't have anything, we'll just sign off right now.
Song.
You know what?
That song. That Bon Jovi song that you played. It's actually called "You Give Love a Bad Name." Not whatever the title that you said was.
I guess I was just reading what I have it labeled as. All right.
Yeah.
So, For closing out our shows, I'm going to let you decide what we play. Should we play 2-1 by MSFP Crew or Say My Name? Oh, wait, that's the old version.
That's the beat. That's not the...
Yeah, so let's play 2-1 to close out the show.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us today. Here is our group. Say it with me, Skippa. The MSFP Crew. You're supposed to say it with me.
The MSFP Crew.
Okay, we both said it together. Okay, well, anyways, here it is. Do you want to introduce this song?
This song is called 2-1.
By the MSFP Crew. Our group.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah. 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 Woo! Yeah. MSFP, baby. You ready? Let's skip it, baby. Yeah. My name is Skippa, reppin' the MSFP crew. And if you didn't, well hey, now you do. My name is Skippa, his big stats. 2-1, you know that's a fact. I'm saying this, we gotta stay on track. Now tell me, can you handle that? Yeah, alright y'all. Tim, Simon, Tim, all that you surround me on a daily basis. Realist facts is a love when plain and simple as that. Some call the same, others a fad. That won't last me. I'm a woman on a mission, don't step on my path. I have set my name Skippa on the map. Make way, I'm coming through. Stay proud, repping the Rainbow Crew. This ain't new. Cool? Who you kidding? This is not a trend. I'm a licensed LGBT citizen. Gotta earn those credits where they are due. I can speak part ruthless, but at least it's God given truth. Woo! I love my women, big and small, thick and juicy. You know I love them all. I love my women, big and small, thick and juicy. You know I love them all. I love my women, big and small, thick and juicy. You know I love them all. And I gotta stay on track. I gotta catch them all, you know that's a fact. Yeah, and I don't like Pokemon. I haven't liked it since I was small, yeah. I'm now 29, gotta say standing still, gotta say looking fine, you know that is the deal. Now you oughta spin the wheel, show me the real feel, toss out the bad banana peel, yeah. Alright y'all, here we go. It's Skippa
and Big
Stat, 2-1, you know that's a fact. I love my women, big and small, thick and juicy, you know I love them all. I love my women, big and small, thick and juicy, you know I love them all. And I gotta stay on track, gotta catch them all, yeah, you know that is a fact. Time to turn the speakers up, full blast, now come on, hit it, big stack, yeah. Oh.
Yo, it's Big Stat on the MIC, we love our women, for who they be, so be free. To be who you are, like my song says, reaching for the stars. Because I know I was one to say, embrace your son as a kid. Know your inner terrificness, you're a star. And baby, you'll go far at the end of the day. Just be true to who you are.
Yes, at the end of the day, be true to who you are. Tomorrow, with Skip and I are going to be back for another episode of MSFP Crew Rehearsals. We're going to do this one, though, a little bit differently because of the technical issues that we had yesterday. We're going to be doing, what we're going to do is we may play a beat or something, and then we're going to actually rehearse it a cappella for you guys to avoid the technical issues. And in the spirit of that, Skippa, let's see if you catch on my lead on this one. I'm going to start it off. S-K-I-P-P-A.
Say your name.
S-K-I-P-P-A. K-I-P-P-A.
Same name, Skippa. Yeah. spontaneous. Okay. That threw me off, Matt.
All right, we'll get that right for you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to Radio MSFP, and we'll catch you all on the flip side. Peace.
All right, bye.